Celebrations begin today in honor of the centennial of the birth of Pablo Neruda. This child of a railroad worker began writing poetry when he was 14, became a communist a few years later, and went on to win a Nobel Prize in 1971, 2 years before he died. Mark Eisner is the editor of a new collection called The Essential Neruda, translated by Eisner and others. Neruda is probably most famous for his love poems, beginning with a book he published when he was just 20.
Well, that book, the 20 Love Poems and a Song of Despair, it's the most popular book of Latin American poetry ever published. And that carnal essence just comes out of the page. I can read a poem from there if you'd like.
Sure.
I'll read you a portion of poem 20, number 20. I can write the saddest verses tonight. Write, for example, the night is shattered with stars twinkling blue in the distance. The night wind spins in the sky and sings. I can write the saddest verses tonight, to think that I don't have her, to feel that I have lost her, to hear the immense night more immense without her, and the verse falls onto my soul like dew onto grass. Another's, she will be another's, as before my kisses, her voice, her bright body, her infinite eyes. I no longer love her, it's true, but maybe I love her. Love is so short, and forgetting is so long.
As a translator, what words do you find yourself encountering over and over again?
I get horse's breath to dry wood, to rivers, to the stones of Machu Picchu, and the earth. He called himself a natural poet, and that all poets had to come from the earth. There's a lot of poppies, and the sea itself is often one of his biggest metaphors. He loved the sea, lived in Isla Negra on his fabled house on the coast of the Pacific in Chile.
And his fabled house, give us a moment of that.
There's something spiritual and magical about this house and the land that it's on. It's on a small fishing village. The house itself is such a poem. Neruda, he talked about all houses are made square. He wanted curves in his house, and he continued to just make it. And it turns out that the whole house has been constructed in such a way that it actually reflects kind of a ship itself, a boat. It's filled with collections of his seashells, of everything, little tiny guitars, ship bottles. He collected ship bottles. And as he called himself, he was a marinero de tierra. He was a sailor of the earth.
Mark Eisner is the director of a new documentary, Pablo Neruda Presente. The poet always hand wrote his poems in green ink, the color of hope, he said. Here's Neruda's The Potter.
Your whole body holds a wine glass or gentle sweetness destined for me. When I let my hand climb, in each place I find a dove that was looking for me. As if, my love, they had made you out of clay from my very own potter's hands. Your knees, your breasts, your waist are missing in me, like in the hollow of a thirsting earth where they relinquished a form. And together, we are complete, like one single river, like one single grain of sand.